The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And, you know, I was listening to a little bit of news today. The view with these individuals that are, I don't know. I wouldn't say they're normal. I wouldn't say Joy Behar is normal when she comes out and publicly says that she's had sex with angels. I wouldn't think that would be normal. I don't think I'd want to even be in the same room with that person. Who knows what's in her now? Could be demons, or were they there before? So Joy Behar on The View states that she had sex with angels. That's pretty bizarre. And Whoopi Goldberg basically said that concerning the files in Joe Biden's old office, well, there's no proof they were even there, something to that effect. Of course, you know, these people, they'll do everything to protect the guilty. Now, today, I have been, like everyone, looking at the effects of the vaccinations across this country, nationally, internationally, the effects on individuals that have been vaccinated. And yesterday there was talk. And I did read the articles. I didn't present it on this program. Of airline, the pilots. They are given annual physicals, maybe every 6 months. If they have a kidney stone, they can't fly. They have to wait till they're completely cleared by the doctor that the kidney stone is gone and that everything is back to normal. They give them these heart tests, things of this nature. Well, now they've eased up on those tests so that they've relaxed the requirements. I don't know if you want to relax the requirements on pilots, because if they die in the cockpit, well, you have another co-pilot. But if he dies, well, don't worry. You're still going to land. Artificial intelligence will land that plane safely. At some point, they're not going to have pilots. So vaxxed or not vaxxed, it's going to be a computer landing and taking off. Now, there's an article that came out yesterday in All News Pipeline, and I'm going to go over this story. Let's make this real, because people still, football players are having heart attacks on the field. Soccer players all over the world are dying. Athletes, children that are athletic, that are involved in some type of child sports. But this is yesterday's article. The headline, Victim of Vax Genocide Tells His Story Before He Dies. Bluntly warns his body is deteriorating, organs are failing, nerves are dying, and his slow motion murder being carried out before our eyes. The guy's name was Mike O'Mara. And in an email or in a text, he says this. I think it was Facebook. I am dying, murdered by Moderna. The muscle mass in my body is gone, dissolving. No diet, exercise, supplements, etc. have worked or will work. There is a mass murder that has taken place worldwide. Don't be like those who stood aside and didn't want to make noise in the 30s. This is by Stephen Stanford. Again, this is yesterday's All News Pipeline. And again, victim of vax genocide. And there was a death over the weekend, and a Dr. Harriet Hall has been a staunch critic of anti-vaxxers and alternative medicine, who died suddenly in her sleep. I ran into absolutely heartbreaking Twitter thread featuring a musician, writer, and composer by the name of Mike O'Mara, who you can hear playing the piano in the first video at the bottom of the story, a thread in which Mike tells us of his unfolding death happening right now. He's the founder of an independent music school. He tells what others refuse to, blaming Big Pharma, Mafia, and the mRNA death injection for killing him right now. He says his body is deteriorating. His muscle tissues again, organs failing. In one tweet, quote, "It is eerie, a terrible feeling to know that you'll be dead soon, to know that every little thing you do, every action you wouldn't have thought twice about might be the last time you're doing it. Standing, walking, eating, sleeping, lifting my arms, it's all ending," he told the world in a previous tweet the same day. Continuing the tweet, "I'm going to wait till we get back." So this man is dying, and these are his last words. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for the podcast.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, Bob Cambron here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor or
So these are the tweets of a dying man. In the 1930s, mentioned earlier, no one spoke out of what was happening in Germany. It was hidden. The nations knew about it. America knew. The government, people in this government, they knew what was happening in Germany. Well, they hid it. Well, they're trying to hide what is happening to mankind because of the vaccinations once again. People are dying from it. They can't recover. They're sick way before their time. Healthy people suffering, slow death. Then you have others who, instant death, heart attack, they fall over, have a stroke, they don't ever get back up again. In the open, on soccer fields, football fields, stand-up comics. I was just thinking of Celine Dion. She had the vaccination. I think she had to retire. I haven't looked into this deeply, but I do know that, or I should look into it to see if she's even performing in Las Vegas. I'm going to go on with the article. He said he wakes up feeling like little pools of acid have been poured into various places where muscles connected as they continue to dissolve from my body. Every time I think the torture can't get worse, before the end, it does. Somehow it can hurt me more, yet before it kills me. So, it's an eerie, terrible feeling to know that you'll be dead soon, to know that every little thing again you do, every action you would take, everything you thought twice about might be the last time you're doing it. Warning then, in a follow-up tweet, the next day, quote, goodbye all. My nerves are dying. My muscle tissue dissolved. The last bits of twitching as they fail. My digestion has stopped. Organs failing slowly but surely. I await my last ride to my last stop for whatever final failure will kill me. Love to those who have supported me. Goodbye. End of quote. He was quite blunt in who and what he blamed for the torture he was going through over the last three tweets. Things keep failing, muscles wasting, progressing, constant horror it produces. I don't have an official death sentence diagnosis as yet, but it is coming. Like so many others murdered by the COVID vaccines, everyone will act surprised. But he says, I've known for months. I am dying, murdered by Moderna. The muscle mass in my body, again, is gone, dissolving. No diet, exercise, supplements have worked or will work. There is a mass murder that has taken place worldwide. Don't be like those who stood aside and didn't want to make any noise in the 1930s. I would have any hope that I can survive this vaccine injury, slow-motion murder, if it weren't for the literal pieces of me just missing now thanks to the ALS presentation muscle wasting. It is horrifying, endlessly painful, and those who did this to the world deserve to hang. Then he says, then the article continues with Omera telling us in another tweet that it looks like he'll be fully banned off of Facebook for telling his story there, while warning he'll probably soon be banned by YouTube for telling his story there as well. As heard in that first video below, he warned in another tweet that multiple doctors are refusing to help him get the help he needs. He pointed out, this is how cruel our cruel world has become. Quote, somehow multiple doctors are refusing to help me get properly readmitted to the ER as things continue to deteriorate. Why actively dying people need to beg to be seen, taken seriously, and given prompt assessment and comfort. Care is beyond cruel. Continuing to beg for help. Telling us in another tweet that he had been healthy, he had used to work out, but now his muscles were completely dissolved away. He tells us that he's been getting a great deal of hatred from many for sharing his heartbreaking story, and that the waste and disease he now suffers from this was caused by the vax. Warning, it feels like something medieval. How many more face a similar fate in the days, weeks, and months ahead? There are two reactions I have gotten to my horrible, irreversible wasting disease caused by the COVID vax. Scorn and hatred, or pity. I don't want either. I wanted my life. It is so cruel how this just takes and takes, little by little. How I wish it would just end me right now. Let it end. Let it end. Please, God, just take me from this ruined life. Let me go as I sleep. Please, please. There's nothing left. There will never be joy, never recovery. Never a thing to look forward to but more and more suffering as I dissolve and lose everything. Let me go. I cannot believe I am dying this way, with all of my muscles systematically dissolving away, all of my organs slowly and surely showing more and more damage. The slowest, most torturous murder imaginable, like something medieval. And I was healthy. I had a life to live, all gone. And with this horrifying experience in the article, he goes on to say that O'Meara is going through just more confirmation that those of us who chose to pass on the vax made the correct decision. And his openness, a much needed and refreshing change compared to what we're still getting from government agencies, the mainstream media, and many health agencies, even though more and more Americans keep dying suddenly. It feels bizarre, like we're living in an episode of the Twilight Zone with half the country still not seeing reality. This is true. This is true. I know people who've received the vaccinations, and there were different batches of the vaxes for the different companies. Each vax was varied. There was a variant with each vax, and the way I understand it is Moderna, Pfizer, all of them have ways to track each one of those batches that have been given to different people. Each batch, I think, was different from state to state. What was given in California might have been different than what was given here in Colorado. I don't think it was like M&M's. They're all the same. You know, the same recipe. After trillions of those little M&M's, still the same recipe. They don't change anything. Color, they don't deviate. Well, with the vaccinations, with the batches of these vaccinations, these batches of the vaccine, there were changes, each a little different. So I wanted to read this because I know that we who know and have insight into what the vaccinations are, and those we who have friends, family members that have taken the vaccinations, like he's saying that he has to say goodbye to his friends. People that have, you know, cancer, stage 4 cancer, the doctors tell them, you know, there's nothing more we can do. Say your goodbyes. I've had friends over the years that had cancer that would have to tell me goodbye. I knew that when I left in the visit, I would never see him again. And I never did see him again. At least I knew ahead of time that I wouldn't see him. I, you know, it's sad to say, but knowing that you're saying goodbye to someone for the last time, and there will be no next time. So, with this article, as I read it, there are things in life that we can't change, things that we know, and we can't change. We can't reverse things. With the people that have received the vaccinations, you cannot reverse what is done. You can't. There are protocols that some doctors do have, but not, you know, alternative medications that you can take. There are protocols. I don't have time to present anything here today. I've just been watching a few videos on certain things that can be done. That should give people hope, because the Christ in the book of Revelation, he gave John a vision, and at the end of the book of Revelation, he makes a statement. John in the vision is told to write something down, that the healing of the nations will be sick at the time of Christ's return. At his return, the nations will be sick, and the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations, indicating that the world is going to be sick at the time of the end. There's going to be some type of hardships. And this is where we are presently. There are not only hardships, but people are unwell, with no hope to recover. And but Christ did say the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. So still presently, there are these ways in which people can be well because of the herbs, the leaves of the trees. And these are the most potent type of, I don't know, I don't want to say medications. They're nutrition. These are very, very powerful. Before, I don't know if you remember the story of Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver. He gets shot. And his wife had made a poultice. And he was able to take that poultice and put it on the wound. And by the time that he would he'd gave himself up, the wound was almost healed. There was no infection. The skin had begun to grow back because of the leaves of the trees, because of whatever it was that she had given him. He was familiar with the power of these tinctures or salves or poultices. This is what is going to help people more than anything, is these type of remedies. What the pharmaceutical company is going to give you is not going to really help you. It may even accelerate, exacerbate things, and you might get sicker and die sooner. We'll be back with Rick Rodriguez.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
At the end of the world, Christ said this would be the condition of the nations, not Israel, not America only, not Australia, the world. The whole world, there would be sickness internationally. And the leaves of the trees would be for the healing of the nations. The most potent, I don't want to say medications, what is the most potent would be the leaves of the trees, what God made, what is natural. This is why the pharmaceutical companies would always find these remedies in the nations of the world, go in, find out why would the certain plants, why were they so effective on bacteria? Like here we sell the Tahibo tea. Mold doesn't grow on that tree. And people that take Tahibo tea that have been drinking it, almost all have something they're positive reports. I know that I drink it daily, and it adds oxygen. I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly. All I know is I feel well. I'm alert. You know, I'm like 105 years old, and here I'm still getting around. Doing a radio program. Of course, I'm kidding. No, I'm not that old. But still, the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. Christ did say that the world would be sick when he returns. And at the same time, in the decade before he returns, there would be the, I hate to use the word extermination, but that's exactly what it is, the great extermination of the wicked on the righteous, on the good people of the world, on mankind in general. The great extermination, it has begun. In the last decade, there will be more people, as far as the total of the world's population, it could be in the vicinity of 40 to 50%. I don't want to say much higher than that. It could be. But 40 to 50% to be realistic. So let's say you have 7 billion people. Realistically, 3.5 billion. And look at with the deaths that have taken place already. Are there in the already hundreds and hundreds of thousands internationally? I don't know if they have accurate reporting on people that have actually could say that they did die from the vaccination, because the people that put this together will hide any type of documentation. This football player that had the heart attack on the field, I read a report, I don't know if it's true, that he's basically clinically dead, but they're keeping him alive so they don't have to report that he died. So he's on life support. It's what they do. It's what they do. They keep people on life support because it means money, extra money. You're in the hospital. I have a friend that a year ago, they had him on one of these breathing, the incubator, or what do you call it, the tube. There was nothing wrong with him. They put him on this thing, kept him alive for a week, 10 days, till he died. And there was no need for him to die. He went in with a knee problem. He just had a little soreness in the knee. And they put him on one of these things. You have COVID, they put him on one of these things, and within 2 weeks, he's dead. Money. It's all about money. That's what they do. People that have received the vaccinations, like this gentleman that I just read the story about, Mr. O'Mara, he's having to tell people goodbye. That's just the reality nowadays. Is, I know going back 150 years ago, families would leave Europe, Russia, they come over from Slavic nations, they come over from Italy. When they said goodbye to their families, generally, they would never see their parents or the families left behind ever again. It's part of life. But this time, mankind has a warning that you don't know. Tonight, tomorrow, this is becoming the reality daily. I remember hearing reports a year and a half ago, when people began to take these vaccinations, when they started to give people these vaccinations, and people that were doing the research were saying, whoa, these things might not get an individual in the first 30, 60, 90, 100 days, a year or 2 years, but eventually, a year, 2 years, 3 years, it will catch them. And this has truly been the case. People that have had the vaccinations, I'm reading these articles now. There's so much to cover that people that have received the vaccinations that had maybe a stage one cancer, that cancer has is so aggressive now, it has exploded. It has become more aggressive. So you go from stage one, and maybe it takes you two or three or four years to go to stage four if you don't take care of yourself, or faster. But now, people that maybe even don't have cancer, it's latent. Now, that latent cancer is now affecting these individuals, and they are sick. They're ill. The reason I say this isn't hyperbole. This is the truth. More and more doctors, researchers, people involved in making these type of this bioscience, these viruses, all of these, everything involved, they're coming forward. Their consciences are getting the better of them, and they're having to come, and they are telling their stories, what they did, who knew about it. I hear talk. These people need to, like this gentleman said, these people need to be taken out and hung. No, it's not going to happen. These people are going to get away with it. For a while. They will get away with it. They always do. They always have. Best example, the Nazi medical professionals that were brought over to America in Operation Paperclip, 1945.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Era's coming. Era's coming. Save a broken heart.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Girl, Eli's coming, you gotta hide,
The Bible says that you are to guard your heart above all that you guard, because out of it issues life. The issues of life come out of the heart. What does this vaccination target? Well, the brain and the heart. Now, this article, I'm going to go on to tell another story of Dr. Harriet Hall. She's a retired U.S. Air Force physician, a flight surgeon, as well as a staunch critic of anti-vaxxers and alternative medicine in general. She just passed away in her sleep. With Dr. Hall, an outspoken proponent of the vax mandate, who made her opinion well known that she was against ivermectin and all-out natural remedies to COVID, her husband Kirk just posted on Facebook, quote, "It is with great sadness that I must tell you my beloved wife passed away quietly and unexpectedly in her sleep last night. At this moment, she would probably simply ask you to have a kind thought for her, be kind to each other, and continue to support her belief in the truth. Yet while the cause of death for Dr. Hall wasn't given, one doesn't have to be a doctor or a brain surgeon to see all of the alarming deaths happening now in 2023, of people dying in their sleep or from sudden and unexpected heart attacks, with Dr. Hall even foreshadowing her own death in a May 24, 2021 entry on her skeptical Inquirer blog titled, "Vaccine Refusers Are Not Stupid," repeating within that entry the very same talking points we've been hearing over and over and over again the last few years from Fauci, a big pharma mafia, the mainstream media and medical establishment is safe and effective. She repeated the same garbage we now know for a fact are lies, while also bringing out a couple of very good points within that story. So, this, and now I hear in Canada, I don't remember the number, maybe 40 doctors, physicians in Canada have died. Here they're pretty young people, and they all die here just recently. Just accidental? Do you think they could have been vaccinated? So, I can't get away, no matter where I read, I can't get away from the news coming out about people who are dying from the vaccination. Now, I have another reason that I watch this. Because the Lord, in the book of Revelation, had John document diseases, plagues, things of this nature would be one of the horsemen. There'd be war, but one of the horses of the apocalypse would be sickness internationally, diseases internationally, cancers internationally, mental problems would be an international thing. Another thing that the people that have been vaccinated, they have trouble remembering things. It affects the brain. I have an article I would like to make a clip about a doctor who talked about, you know, this was a doctor that was very outspoken on the practice of lobotomies. Very outspoken. Because of his speaking out against this satanic procedure, they began to pass laws to prevent, to stop lobotomies. But he went on to say that in a sense, the vaccinations Also, you can say because of the blood clots, they cause small little clots in the small vessels in the brain, begin to kill certain areas of the brain. And once these areas die, it doesn't have to be the size of a nickel. It can be the size of a lentil, even smaller than that. But once these areas of the brain die, they have no way to regenerate the cells. They're dead. And this, in a sense, could be a form of a lobotomy because of the blood clots, the small little clots that it would cause in an individual's brain. And those areas, again, when they die, there's no recovery. We'll be back to finish out the program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
To end the program, a final thought. I'm not a medical professional, but I do know hydraulics, and our body is a hydraulic. We have an internal system that is basically the principles of hydraulics. We have a heart, the pump, pumping blood through the system, and returning to the heart to continue to keep it going, your blood going through your system. Now, with this, Mr. O'Hara, I would say that understanding that the blood clots, minute little tiny blood clots in the brain, cause little areas, nerve centers to die. And when they begin to die, they do function. There is a purpose for them. There's a reason, something that is important for these areas of the brain, whether memory, heart function, liver, kidneys. When they die, it does affect the body. Now, he is losing his muscle tone. The nerves are deteriorating. It could be that in the brain, these little tiny areas of the brain are affecting other areas in the body. Then, in the body itself, if you're having little blood clots, let's say in your arms, your feet, your, you know, big blood clots to hit you in the heart or in the brain, even the little blood clots could be cutting oxygen off in different parts of the body to the organs, to the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas. So it can be many things, whether it's areas of the brain being deprived, dying, because there's no oxygen, and there's no regenerating the nerves in those areas. It can be the combination of what's happening in the brain, what's happening in the body, little blood vessels cutting up, being destroying nerve endings throughout your system. The world is now beginning to discuss more openly. In the professional world, there's more discussion internationally about what has happened to the societies of the world by these people who have pushed this program of vaccinations. This is just one program. That's excluding the wars that are taking place, excluding what they're doing with technology, with surveillance, what is happening with control. Just for example, laws being passed, your children at 3 years of age become government property. Basically, you have to send them to government school till the time they're, I think it's 20. All these things working together are exactly what Christ stated would happen at the end of the world. Things unimaginable. Men having heart attacks, dropping dead from fear. Christ said this would happen. For the individuals that have been vaccinated, don't go into eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go, don't take a chance. Find someone that you know that is a Christian, a good Christian, sound. Have them pray with you. Receive the Lord Jesus. Don't go into eternity without the Lord Jesus. And even in time, the Lord will help you with the hardships that you may face in the future. We'll be back tomorrow for The Present Truth, 2-3. Rick Rodriguez, have a good evening.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey everyone, as I meet and talk with more of you, I'm learning that most of you rely on holistic and natural modalities to keep yourselves healthy. I'd like to introduce you to a 24-year technology from Europe that's available right here in the U.S. This device that you can use in your home helps increase blood circulation in 74% of our bodies and provides many health benefits for people and animals. Some of you already know about it. Call me at 970-515-6882 to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.